Hello, my name is Carl Lloyd-Hauser. I am the senior pastor of Grace Community Church, and I am so excited that you are with us on this podcast. We also want you to get connected in a church family. If you don't have a local church, check us out at gracemontrose.org. We want to make sure that you have an opportunity to grow and connect with God. But we pray that these next 25, 30 minutes that you spend with us are powerful, that God meets you and speaks to you because he loves you so much. So I want to talk to you real quick about what you're about to do. So Romans 6, 3 through 8 says this. Let's see here if I can find it. Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ Jesus was raised from the dead to the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. So a few things that are going to happen right now. As you get baptized, this is a reminder for the rest of your life, that you are a new creation in Christ. And so we go down into the water and we remember that our old self, our old sinful nature is dead, it's gone, it's washed away, and we come up new. And so the rest of your life is about living into what God has made you through your faith in him. So the rest of your life is to say, I'm going to live for the Lord. So you will be proclaiming that Jesus is your Lord. And what that means here is that from now on, you're going to do it his way. You're going to follow him. You're going to live according to his word. You're going to be changed daily to become more like him in who you were really created to be. And then another thing is you're going to have an opportunity to proclaim or confess that Jesus is your Lord in front of everyone. Jesus says that if you confess me before people, I will confess you before my Father in heaven. So for the rest of your life, you could think like, did I do that? And you could say, yep, when I got baptized, I confessed him in front of everybody. So that's what we're gonna do here in just a little while, okay? And then so for those of you who are here to witness, first thing, if you haven't been baptized, come be part of it. You are more than welcome. I wanna encourage you to be able to obey Jesus and grow in what he has for you. The second thing, what I'd like to ask you to do is, as every person is in the water, would you please just intercede for them? So Sarah and I, who will be conducting the baptism, we've been praying for you for probably 2 or 3 days straight. And we've been asking God to give us scriptures for you and words for you and prayers for you. And so those little scriptures are on your certificate that we believe God gave us for you. So you can stand on those, whatever you stand on, because you know that that's his word for you and that it's true. And everyone else, I want to ask you just to pray and intercede. Like, there's some people who just gave their lives to Jesus, like within the last couple days. And so pray that God will be over this new beautiful thing that he's doing, this new shoot that's coming up in their lives. And pray however God would lead you. So I want to ask you to intercede, to care for them. And then also, if you know anyone who's been baptized, or you get to know anyone who's being baptized, would you come around them and just disciple them, care for them? Let's be the family of God, and let's love on these people and encourage them into their faith. So I want to charge you that after this time, that you follow up with them however you can, ask them how it's going, check in on them, especially if you know them, but even if you don't, about their walk with Christ, all right? So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to pray, and we're going to get started. So Father, I thank you. I thank you for all these people who've said yes to you, Lord, who've invited you into their lives and now are walking in obedience to what you have for them. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would move, that you would just move in the water, that you would touch every single person, Lord, that you would be in the middle of our prayers, Lord, you would be in the middle of these words. I pray that you would move in this congregation, Lord, that we would just see what you're doing, that we would rejoice and we'd be glad in your goodness, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's do it.
Thank you so much for being with us. I hope that God spoke to you. We would love to follow up and care for you any way that we can. So come visit us at gracemontrose.org. Say hello. Let us know what we can do to help you grow in him. God bless you.